What up, and welcome into another edition of the Locked On Bengals podcast. I'm James Erpine. It is great to be with you on Twitter at James Erpine at Locked On Bengals, coming to you from my new place in Cleveland. A lot to talk about on today's show. A quick reminder, you can subscribe iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcast. The Bengals drop a game today, and I picked them to win, so I was dead wrong, as I continue to be. I picked this team to go 9-7, and outside of really the start of the year, I haven't been able to keep my finger on them or get my finger around what they are. But now we know what they are. It's done. It's over. A.J. Green injured. Andy Dalton injured. Vontaze Burfict slower than syrup on a cold day in Cleveland outside. Did you see Vontaze Burfict today? He was so slow. And I tweeted out a picture of him trying to tackle Philip Lindsay, and he has him in the open field, and he's right there. He's in position, and he ended up on his backside. And it's kind of crazy to think about how quickly Vontaze Burfict has gone from elite to below average. That's right, I said below average. There's a lot to discuss. As always, follow on Twitter at James Erpine at Locked On Bengals. Sorry I'm a little late on the podcast. More on my, because I drove to Cleveland today. More on that trip later in the pod. But thank you so much for tuning in. Let's dive into this game, because we knew it was the Jeff Driscoll show. And for the most part, outside of one very ugly interception, and yes, he took some sacks. Part of him taking sacks was because, well, you had to start Clint Bowling at left tackle. Cedric Oboye is the biggest bust I've seen with the Bengals. Like, the more I think about it, the more it's true. Like, Akili Smith at least had a game-winning fade to, I think it was Carl Pickens in 99 as a rookie against the Cleveland Browns. Game-winning touchdown, I think it was 18-17. I might be 1 or 2 points off, but he had his moment. John Ross could retire tomorrow. He had 5 touchdowns. This guy in Cedric Oboye can't even start at left tackle when 2 linemen ahead of him on the depth chart go down with injury. And that, to me, when I saw that and I saw Clint Bowling was going to start at left tackle, I thought of 2 things. 1, good luck against Von Miller. 2, holy crap. Like, it's just, it is insane to me. That is the worst Bengals draft pick, because, like, Kajana Carter went down due to injury. Injuries are what hurt him. Cedric Oboye, it's not injuries. It's not anything but effort. I remember talking to some people within the Bengals organization, and it's just like, yeah, he feels like he's checked out. He's checked out. Contract season, former first-round pick, checked out. Don't be like that in whatever job you have. The Bengals, look, they played a so-so team, and the Bengals are a so-so team, but they're injured. That's it. That's it. Like, what do you want me to come on and say here? That Jeff Driscoll should have carried them to victory? That Tyler Boyd should have been the game changer? Like, he played well. Numbers are fine. Uzama was there. Do I like the creativity on offense? No, because I still don't think it's there, at least to where it needs to be. Jeff Driscoll only ran for 3 yards. Can we find a way to use his legs to your advantage, Bill? Is there a chance you could do that? To me, this is all about one team ascending, one team that's healthy. Case Keenum wasn't good, and really, the Bengals' defense was better. I mean, the first score of the game came late in the second quarter. Broncos go up 7-0. In most of this game, I had to listen to on the radio on my way up to Cleveland. I caught the fourth quarter when the Bengals were in it. They got the ball back, had a chance to cut it to a single score. Driscoll goes down, gets sacked on second down. Throws a pass to Gio on third down, and then that's that. This Bengals team isn't good. And I'm going to talk about a lot this week and into the rest of the year. It's going to be future. What happens in the future? What should the future plans be? And if you follow this podcast at all, I think you know 2 things. 1, I would say future plans should involve quarterback. Future plans should involve head coach. I'm James Erpine, and this is the Locked On Bengals podcast. We will talk about the future. Plus, I'm going to talk to you about my trip up to Cleveland and why it was so interesting. That as we roll on. But first, a word from MyBookie, because where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on, and that is why I bet with MyBookie. Just go to MyBookie online, lay down some cash, win big today. They have in-game betting. They have live betting. You can bet the over-under on fantasy. They have lines for everything from college football, Major League Baseball, where free agents are going to land in Major League Baseball, NFL, obviously, NBA, college hoops, all in one spot. I love MyBookie. They have a great mobile app, too, that is fun and very easy to use. And right now, they're going to match your first deposit dollar for dollar with promo code LOCKEDON25 just for listening to this podcast. Promo code LOCKEDON25 is going to save you money. Get some cash in your pocket, win big today, and let MyBookie match your initial deposit. So go to MyBookie online right now and use promo code LOCKEDON25. You play, you win, you get paid with MyBookie. Welcome back into the Locked On Bengals podcast. I'm James Erpine. I don't think Marvin Lewis will be fired midseason. And I saw Ian Rappaport's report earlier this morning about Marvin Lewis and how it's a non-guaranteed contract for next year. It's a team option. That sounds good. It does. A couple things there. Are you telling me all of the assistant coaches agreed to a team option? Because I would say that they're out of their damn mind if they did that. So two things. One, Marvin Lewis, yeah, this might be his final year, and he might have said, look, Mike, let me get one more year in. Two, going into this year, Hugh Jackson knew he was probably going to get fired. I know that. For a fact, Hugh Jackson thought, hey, unless I win right away, I'm out. I'm going to be gone. He told people close to him that. I know that for a fact. So with that being said, if he's telling people close to him, Marvin is close to him, if you're those assistants, I would not be shocked to see a scenario where Hugh Jackson takes over for Marvin at the end of this year and a lot of the assistants remain. I could see that happening. But I don't think Marvin Lewis is going to get fired midseason. I know Mike McCarthy got fired and a lot of fans tweeted me. And it was one of a couple things. One was, oh, well, why can't the Bengals do what the Packers did? Okay, that sounds good. Two, when is Mike McCarthy available? And I'm interested. I would be interested in Mike McCarthy. I totally would be. I think Aaron Rodgers is a bit of a diva, and I think he's getting some criticism right now. I think Mike McCarthy is getting some criticism, but I don't think either of them really deserves the most of the blame. I think the Packers front office is what let McCarthy and Rodgers down. Here in Cincinnati, I think it's the other way. I really do. I think Marvin Lewis has underachieved with a lot of the rosters he's had. You got to think now. A.J. Green goes down today. He's basically, if you're Marvin Lewis, you've went the Carson Chad Johnson era, no playoff wins. For whatever reason, no playoff wins. Then you got a reboot, Andy A.J., no playoff wins. And now three straight years. This will be 3 years for the first time in Marvin's tenure with the Bengals that he has three straight losing seasons. I mean, he's going to lose. They're going to lose two more games at Pittsburgh, at the Chargers, LL. That's it. At Cleveland's going to be tough. Bengals are going to lose 9 games easy. This is going to be the first time in Marvin's tenure the Bengals have lost and had losing seasons 3 straight years. That's just, it's insane to me. It's insane to me, and that's why it feels like this is it. I told someone down there at Paul Brown Stadium before I left ESPN 1530, I said, I think that this is it. And they smirked because last year was supposed to be it. Most people in that building, I'd say 95% of them, thought it was over last year. And then he was back. So I'm not guaranteeing anything, but I will say it's starting to feel more and more like this is the end. And I'm fine with that, but it can't just be a new coach. Andy's not good enough. This team isn't good enough. The linebackers aren't good enough. The philosophy isn't good enough. You need to be more than just a head coach. All right? You just do. Marvin Lewis would have loved for them to have been aggressive and gone after a piece at the trade deadline. So when I go on those rants, when I go on free agency rants, I'm not talking about Marvin. So there's a lot that needs to get fixed within the Bengals organization. Marvin's part of it. I think Andy has a role in it, although I think he should be the quarterback next year, depending, but probably should be the quarterback next year. You just wonder with AJ Green. Again, you heard him last week on the podcast. He's committed. He's in. He's all in. But, man, when you're all in, all in, all in, and then, sorry, I keep tapping this thing on the counter that I'm recording. So if you hear that, that's why, that tap, tap. But if you're all in on something like AJ is, and all of a sudden you see Hugh Jackson slide in, but not much change, I don't know. I don't know. And I'm not wishing him out or anything like that. I want better for AJ Green. You know what I would want? Dwayne Haskins throwing passes to him next year. That Justin Herbert kid from Oregon throwing passes to him next year. Someone like that. Right now, you know who feels better about their future than you probably do as a Bengals fan? Like, seriously, think about this. Any team with a young quarterback, the Josh Rosens of the world, even Josh Allen in Buffalo, they've won 4 games. I didn't even see if they won today, but they've won 4 games going into this week. Like, man, all these young quarterbacks, obviously Cleveland feels better. So to me, Lamar Jackson, by the way, how'd he do today? Fared fine. Got another dub, by the way. It's just, to me, this Bengals coaching staff, it's just time to go. Hopefully it happens. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. We'll have Joe Goodberry on later in the week. As I get settled, I'm mostly unpacked. Mostly unpacked. But the trip up here, it was quite interesting. You're not going to want to miss this. We'll talk about it next on the Locked On Bengals podcast. I'm James Erpine, and this is the Locked On Bengals podcast. So I drove to Cleveland this morning. Fiance in one car. I'm in one car. And I'm driving up. We pass Columbus. Everything's smooth, right? Everything's good. We don't hit traffic. We're good. And I see a rock in the middle of the road, right, like it got kicked across the interstate. It wasn't a big rock, but it was big enough. I would say it was maybe golf ball size, maybe a little bigger. Enough to notice, but not enough to, oh my gosh, what's that in the middle of the road? And it was in the middle of the road, and it got kicked right as I was driving. And I saw it come across, and I couldn't dodge it in time, and it hit my right passenger tire, front tire. And I heard it, drove over to, and I'm like, oh, it's probably fine. Car's still driving fine. Everything's fine, smooth, and still going down the highway at 80, 85, whatever I'm doing. And a couple miles pass, and all of a sudden, see these cars, and mine's an 09. It's not like I have a new car. Cars these days, they'll alert you about anything. All of a sudden, the tire pressure gauge clicks on. And I'm like, uh-oh, and there's a notification, and it flashes on the dash, and I'm like, okay. So then I hit the info button, which will give me all the tire pressures on all 4 tires. And I look, and it's like 32, 32, 31, 12. And I'm like, oh, crap. So I had to pull off, and we stop at a gas station. I'll be at, call my fiance. She's able to flip off the exit, get off the exit just in time because we're following each other. But I think I was slightly ahead, or maybe she was slightly ahead of me. I can't remember. Either way, have our dog with me in my car. So I'm like, all right, I need to safely get the precious cargo to a gas station and see if this tire's flat or what's going on with it. And so I get to the gas station, of course. Tire, hole in it. Anyways, had to change the tire, have the dog. Fiance's got to walk the dog around a speedway. So I'm at a speedway while we're doing this. Put the donut on. Haven't used this donut since I bought the car in 2012. Haven't used it at all. Put it on. Clearly, there's no air in it. So I drive it around, get some air in it. And I'm going to post a picture of this on Twitter with this podcast because, honestly, the Bengals season has gone a lot like, you know, a flat tire. It started well, And then, by God, they're ending with a donut. They're the replacement. It's a big thing. Yeah, they've had all these injuries. Well, I had an injury to my tire, and I had to put this donut on, and the performance was not the same. And you'll see the picture. But I was able to make it to Cleveland and get to the tire shop. But how about that? I've driven – I got that car with 23,000 miles on it. It's up to 113 and change. And – never, ever had a flat tire. Of course I get it when I'm transporting the precious cargo, my dog Finn, and all of the stuff up to Cleveland. The good news is the donut worked out. It did its job, which is more than I can say about Cedric Obuehi. I'm hoping first day of the new gig starts tomorrow, so you will see more Cavaliers tweets. You'll certainly see more Cleveland sports tweets. That does not mean I don't want to talk Bengals. I will still talk Bengals with you, so don't go anywhere. I'm still hosting Locked On Bengals for the rest of this season, period. That's it. It's done. You're stuck with me. My God, you're stuck with Marvin. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. Joe Goodberry later in the week. We'll get plenty of guests on as well. Can we get a little more creative? Can we? I saw John Ross had a rushing attempt today. Whoo, man. Look at the creativity. Look at the creativity Bill Lazor, he's using. It's amazing. Back at it tomorrow. Hopefully, I'll get established in the studio. We'll be able to bring you the same quality production that I normally can. But if not, we'll do it from the apartment right here until we get the studio up and running. Until then, I'm James Erpine. Back at it tomorrow. A quick reminder, this is the only daily Bengals podcast out there. Subscribe, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, Cedric Obuehi is worse and less valuable than the donut that was in the back of my car. Think about that. Have a great day. Have a great night if you're listening tonight. Until Monday, I'm James Erpine. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Bengals podcast.